Blog Talk Radio.
International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank all of you that tuned in, and we want to give you time to call somebody else to tune in, because you're going to get blessed tonight. Hallelujah. God's going to bless your socks off tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We sing hallelujah and praise the Lord. This is the way we praise him tonight. With one hand lifted up without wrath, another without doubt. Hallelujah. We praise and magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, I am.
Well, bless God. I know that there's somebody else there with you, too. Are they there?
Yes, they are.
They are. Huh? They're quiet tonight. That's all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for everybody. Hallelujah. That's tuned into this service. Hallelujah. On tonight, because I'm going to tell you, you will not be the same after tonight's service. I guarantee you that. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you going to be blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you give us the housekeeping suggestions for tonight? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Get your Bible, which is your textbook. Get your composition notebook and your pencils, your ink pens, whatever you're going to write with. Hallelujah. So you can write down the scriptures, whether they are a few or many, and you'll be able to have something to write with just in case God drops something down in your spirit, something you don't want to forget, something you want to hold on to, you can refer back to it later on. Hallelujah. And get your communion elements.
Hallelujah.
Your cracker, your toast, your bread, whatever you want to use, and get some juice or water, milk, soda, whatever. Hallelujah. So you'll be able to break bread with us when we take the Lord's body into ours. Hallelujah. Get those names in on your mind that you want to stand proxy for, those people that you know need a breakthrough, need a touch from the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. When we call those names out, when each person, when the pastor starts calling names out during his prayer, you can call your people's names out. Your family members, your coworkers, everybody, your neighbor's name, everybody's name that you know of. It doesn't matter if you hear somebody else call the same name. Hallelujah. Call their names out in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And just want to remind you, the pastor said that this coming Sunday will be our first Sunday back into having a live service. Hallelujah. As long as God says the same. Hallelujah. We'll be able to come together in the sanctuary and praise heaven down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. And again, we hold our Sunday service in the lower level sanctuary of the Parsonage, located at 3007 Iona Terrace. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And we're going to have a glorious time then as well. But we thank God for you. Pastor Peach, we thank God for you. Yeah, that was so precious what you shared. And I hope all of you are hearing what Pastor Peter said. Because you know what? Somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. Now, we need to do the same. You know, it used to be, what they call it, a thing you said, pass it forward. We need to put some people's names into the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. And, you know, our help cometh from whom? The Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. So get ready. Hallelujah. For our blessings. Hallelujah. Come from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Hallelujah. Sister Annette James. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca and Faith and Coco. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother Dolores and Angie and Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald. Hallelujah. And Minister Jerry Cleveland Rocky. Hallelujah. And Ronnie Rocky.
The Prescott Almonte. Glorious Ash. Danielle. Tiny. Earl Tavon.
Hallelujah. Angela Benning Hill.
Daniel Curtis, Danielle Curtis, Elijah.
And all the grandchildren, hallelujah.
Villa Davis, Vincent. Brother Drumgo, that's the
Hallelujah, Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Innos,
Dominic Innos, Michael Irving.
Hallelujah, Desiree and Monica, Hallelujah.
Dr. Fittle.
Joshua and Julia.
Francis.
The Lord our
Another Wednesday that God has brought us together, and we don't take this time lightly. We thank God for every minute that he's blessed us with. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to share something with you. And I know we all have to deal with bullies. In some places, you just don't expect a bully to be. In church, you don't expect bullies to be in church, and you don't expect bullies to be in the Bible. But you know what? Read to you a story about a bully. I'll take him as a bully. And the name of this story is Fiery Furnace. It's taken from Daniel 3. King Nebuchadnezzar's army had defeated the Israelites. Now he was their ruler. King Nebuchadnezzar built a golden statue. Then he made a bad law. It said, when the music plays, everyone must bow down and worship the statue. Those who disobey will be thrown into the fiery furnace. Wow. The music began to play. The people fell down and worshiped the statue. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused. We only worship the true God, they said. The king was mad. The king said, make the furnace extra hot. He had the three men thrown inside. Yet when the king looked into the furnace, there were four men walking around. One of them looked like an angel from God. The king shouted to the men, come out. Your God has saved you. The fire had not hurt them. They did not even smell like smoke. So the king made them rulers in his kingdom. Boys and girls, haven't I shared with you that when you do God's will, when you do what is right, God has your back? Yes. And this scripture proves it. I'm going to read some verses from Daniel 3. After that, it says, then King Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own god. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. When you stand up for God, when you stand up for what is right, oh, my goodness. I don't believe you'll ever be thrown into a fiery furnace, but some of the things that you can certainly face in life and feel like a fiery furnace, or some of the things you probably say, oh, wow, I'd rather be thrown into the fiery furnace and go through this. But you know what? God got your back.
Yeah.
God will see you through. Hallelujah. When you stand up for what is right, when you stand up for the Lord, I don't care how big the bully may be. And I say King Nebuchadnezzar was a bully because he said, you don't fall down to my statue, I'm going to kill you. That would make anybody shake in their shoes. That would make anybody think whatever they believe in, if they aren't sure of it, they're certainly second guessing right then. Oh my gosh, Lord Jesus. I don't want to get burned out. That's no time for I woulda, shoulda, coulda, or whatever. When no time to run, there's a time to plant your feet firmly on the word of God and say, God, for you I live and for you I'm dying. Hallelujah. And God, if you don't deliver me, it's not because you can. It's I know you can, Lord. Hallelujah. I know you can. Thank you, Lord. And I will not bow. I will not bow to another God. Hallelujah. And young people, just know that God got your back. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what bully you stand in front of. Hallelujah. You may not be able to just say the name of Jesus out loud, but say it under your breath. Hallelujah. You said, Father God, cover me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God will send help. God will send help. You just don't know. God can allow that person that's messing with you to see angels all around you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's been known to happen. It's been known that God can put fear in that person that's bothering you and make them turn around and run. It's like somebody kicked them in the butt. Hallelujah. You just stand for what's right and stand for righteousness. Don't let anybody tempt you to cheat on a test. Don't let anybody tempt you or belittle you into selling drugs, or current drugs. Make this drop for me, man. You going such and such a way? Can you take this bag for me or whatever? No, you don't know what's in the bag? No. Don't be afraid to tell somebody, excuse me, I'm not going that way. Excuse me, I'm busy. Excuse me, I have something to do. I'm not able to do that. Okay? Don't be afraid to stand up for what's right and stand up for righteousness. God will have your back. You will come out on top every time. Every time you will come out on top. Hallelujah. God will watch out for you. Hallelujah. Then don't forget what I said. Try to get up early enough in the morning before you have to leave out and get up early enough, at least a couple minutes, so you can spend some time with the Lord. Spend some time with God. Hallelujah. If you don't have to be to school at 8 o'clock or 8:30, hallelujah. We have a prayer line in the morning. You can, if you lay everything you need out at nighttime, so you have some time in the morning. We have a prayer line, hallelujah. And if you have a prayer request, let us know what that prayer request is. You have a test that day, let us know you have a test today and you just want God to bring all things back to your remembrance. We will stand in agreement with you. You are not by yourself. We will stand in agreement with you. When you have a program at the school, let us know. Let me know. Hallelujah. You have a bake sale. You have a play going on. Let us know. Hallelujah. You're not in this alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for what he is doing in your life. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for righteousness. Hallelujah. You will not be put to shame. And I know what I'm speaking about. I know what I'm talking about. I've come through elementary and junior high and senior high and college, and now have been a witness for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In all the places, I've been a witness for the Lord. Hallelujah. And even in college, certain things the professors couldn't say, but I could say them. What am I going to sue me? Only thing, they would look at me and turn their head. They were dressing crazy, talking crazy stuff. Hey, okay, you talking crazy stuff, I can talk what I want to talk to. But the professors were grateful that I was able to stand up for the Lord, because certain things they couldn't say, but I was able to say them. and they would look at me and nod their head. I almost say thank you. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for Jesus and thank God for all of you young people. It's how they keep living for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Be encouraged to live for God no matter where you are. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, for the awesome Children's Corner. Hallelujah. And we want to remind the children that God always causes you to triumph.
Amen.
Christ Jesus, you are a winner.
That's right.
In Jesus' name. God bless you. And I'd like to ask you a question, Pastor Peaches. I know you just finished the Children's Corner and you've been answering some questions that no doubt children have been asking for the longest time, but I need to ask you one more question.
Yes, yes, yes.
What time is it?
Communion time.
Oh, you're right. Ding, 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 ding. You're so right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want you to get your communion element.
We take this bread.
Get your word.
Your body broken.
And go to, hallelujah, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, the 23rd through the 30th verses. And the word of the Lord says in that text, glory to God, to examine yourselves. And every time, it's become a habit to most of us who've been in church for a little while, then when we get ready to take communion, we examine ourselves. And it's time for us, if there's something there that we need to ask God for forgiveness for, it's a good time to do it.
Amen.
And so one of the things that we love is the name of the Lord. Proverbs 18 and 10 says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run to it and are safe. But you know what? Hallelujah, the name of the Lord is awesome. His covenant names are awesome. And those that aren't righteous yet can run to the covenant name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Hallelujah. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we look at the text again, and again we look at the verse that says, examine yourselves. And we do that, just that. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says that you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It is through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:11, your word said, hallelujah, glory to you. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion again. And we thank you for it. We ask, hallelujah, blessed, anointed, sanctified in Jesus' name. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, glory to God. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise in the day, Kibola Salaya, call you up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing, glory to God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now, in every continent, in every city, in every state, every province. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Your word says, Lord, in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. And healing. Hallelujah. Healing is the bread. Hallelujah. Healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. On tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And likewise, glory to God. My on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He took the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, again, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy 20, according to the God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God, already covers our homes, our families, our lives, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already going to God's place. Covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of God. We glorify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, is already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
In the name of
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught. Hallelujah, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory
to his name. Precious name.
Glory to his name.
Precious name.
There to my heart was the blood applied.
Glory to
his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name for the family daily confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective and not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. I got to ask you two questions. Okay. The first question is, what time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Okay. The second question is, who's in the house?
JC, Jesus Christ.
Ah, yeah.
Y'all to know this, that there is an animal in God's kingdom that always asks the same question. You can go out there on a spring evening, not talking about the winter because I don't know where they are, but in the spring and summer, you can go out at night, you can hear them saying, who, and they're just not saying who's in the house. But they be saying, hoo, hoo. And every time I Carmen gets to that point, and I'll be thinking about the screech owl or the owl saying, hoo, hoo. So when you see, next time you hear an owl saying, hoo, just visualize he's saying, who's in your house? He's in your house.
Hallelujah.
Because some folk got the devil in the house. Come on now. Somebody got some other stuff in the house, but who's in your house? And then we want to think about our bodies as the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Who in your house? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, hallelujah. All that is in your house. Boy, your house filled. You know, believe it or not, glory to God, you are bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. Glory to God. Because all that in your house, glory to God. Let me leave that alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peters, for answering those two questions. Hallelujah. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, oh God, hallelujah. Touch these lips of clay and let them speak with excellence and with accuracy and with boldness, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, your word, hallelujah, via your Holy Spirit, fall on good ground. And let it give 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, we curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic that you, hallelujah, want to set up to steal, kill, and destroy, or even distract the people of God tonight. Hallelujah. It's null and void in Jesus' name. We bring your works to naught in Jesus' name. We nullify your works. We destroy your works in Jesus' name. And Father God, hallelujah, glory to God. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Well, it's truly yours in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. I feel my help coming right now. Pastor Peaches, I feel my help coming right now. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, if you would give voluminous. Give those scriptures, the number. Don't read the scripture, but read the list of scriptures we'll be touching. Go ahead, give that great list of scriptures.
Already?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. John 14 chapter, verses 10 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 15 chapter,
mm-hmm,
verses 29 through 31.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 5, 17.
Is that it? Hallelujah. Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God. I know, look, Minister Linda, please get up off the floor. I know you fainted because there's only three scriptures there. Hallelujah. Sister Andy, you're shaking your head. Really? There are three scriptures. Praise God. Let me just go on with the message. Look, we've been talking about faith. This is the eighth service that we've been talking about faith. I don't know when we're in, but we done started it. And we're not gonna stop until we finish this. Now, we talked about faith, igniting your faith. This is part eight, igniting your faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there's a scripture. Blessed be God. See, we've gotten down to the fact that the only faith that really will move mountains is crazy faith. Because, you know, the world would think somebody crazy. You go up to the Rocky Mountains and say, Rocky Mountains, be thy removed into the sea. Now, you'd think that guy was crazy. Well, that's the kind of faith that God wants you to have, crazy faith. It will do something. Your faith, your crazy faith will do something on its own. Your crazy faith will put angels to work. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We'll start things going on in your life in a great way, not a good way, not a positive way, but a great way, a great positive, a great good way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, see, your crazy puts the super on the natural. Hallelujah. Your great faith, your crazy faith puts the super on the natural. Hallelujah. And I just want to share this with you. This is sort of like a testimony, a little bit. Many years ago when I was in a backslidden situation, you know, we may be going back 40 years. I know I heard somebody say 40 minutes. The devil is a liar. Anyway, I used to partake of alcoholic beverages. And I noticed one thing, and some of you may know what I'm talking about, but I can't talk about you because I don't know who you are, but I can talk about myself. I noticed that when I did a little drinking, I did some things that I wouldn't do because I was under the influence. I want you to hold that thought, being under the influence. Now, glory Romans 12 and 3, it talks about God giving us the measure of faith. Under the auspices of that faith, or the influence of that faith, we do things that we may not do if we didn't have it. Are y'all following me?
Praise God.
All right. So when you have crazy faith, you really under the influence. You really do some things, and things happen in your corner of the sky so drastically that it really almost make you say, wow, did that really happen? I guess a bunch of the Israelites and even Moses might have, but he saw so many things God did, but he might have just said, wow, when he reached out the staff and the Red Sea opened up and people walked over on dry land. He would say, wow. When you have faith, crazy faith, in crazy situations, you are going to be influenced. Your circumstances, your surroundings will be influenced by your faith. So faith is important. Of course, the word of God says the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Faith. Hallelujah. You gotta have faith.
Amen.
You gotta have it. Now, Hosea 4:6. I gotta get to that first before those scriptures I gave you. I'm sorry. Hosea 4:6. And when you get there, say amen. It's important for you to understand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and read that.
Does my people for lack of knowledge.
Right.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of my God, I will also forget thy children.
It's important for you to understand the word of God. This, the knowledge to make it through this dispensation is in the word of God. And the one thing he said, you, the just shall, what, what's that? 1 Corinthians 1:17, is that 1:17? And Galatians 3:10. The just shall live by faith. That's knowledge. You got to understand. You can't make it without faith. You got to have it. Because that faith is knowledge. Now, let me, there are five types of knowledge. I want you to write this down. Types of knowledge. Number one is learned knowledge. And put a slash, read knowledge. You know, reading, you know, book knowledge, whatever. Okay. Okay, number two, discerned knowledge. Put a slash, revelation. Revelation is knowledge that's revealed to you by God. So you got learned knowledge, you got discerned knowledge, that's revelation. And number three, you got activity knowledge. Activity knowledge is doing the thing. In other words, not just being a hearer of the word, but a doer also. Okay. So you got learned knowledge, discerned knowledge, and activity knowledge. Then the fourth one is modeling knowledge. Glory to God. Modeling knowledge is that you got to follow somebody. the scripture says, where is that scripture? Hallelujah. That scripture, what they said, it says, follow me as I follow Christ. You know, when you were in school and you were found copying, it was a bad thing. You know, because you know, they call that cheating. But in the spirit, it's the complete opposite. It's all ready to copy if you copy the right cat. In other words, if you're the copycat, or you'll get that tomorrow. Anyway, the bottom line, you've got to find somebody who is following God. Follow them as they follow Christ. And copy, do what they do. Say what they say. And then y'all got that learned knowledge, discerned knowledge, activity knowledge, and modeling knowledge. And the last knowledge is, hallelujah, teaching knowledge. Say teaching knowledge, what is that? Hallelujah, to be able to share with somebody. Because we're supposed to be priests. We're supposed to be ministers of reconciliation. Teaching knowledge, in other words, we're supposed to I'll give somebody the knowledge that we learned, we discerned. Hallelujah, glory to God. We found out through activity, and we found out through modeling. Glory to God. We have to teach it to somebody else. You say, okay, I got that. All right. Now, what's this all about with faith? With faith, the different levels. And we talked about the measure of faith, but there's a, hallelujah, glory to God. You got to, one scripture talks about from faith to faith, hallelujah. I think that's, glory to God. there's another level in faith, just like you're on a ladder. There's one step, you got a ladder, and then you got a step there. Step one, that's good. But then there's step two and so on and so forth. What's that first scripture? Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
The first scripture that I have down there.
The one, the John 14, 10 to 13?
Yes. I gave three scriptures. Get here.
Okay, John 14, 10 to 13.
Okay.
Believing thou not that I in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father.
The thing that you have to understand, in your faith, God is in you. Christ is in, the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit in you is actually going to do the work. You got to tap into your faith, but see, you don't have to work. The Holy Spirit in you will do the work. Hallelujah. You lay hands on some sick folk, they get recovered. It's the Holy Spirit in you that's causing folk that were sick to be healed. Folk that were jobless to get jobs, folks that were homeless to get a home, folks that needed a vehicle, get some new vehicle. Yeah.
Yes, Pastor, the 13th verse says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do.
Come on now.
The Father may be glorified in the Son.
God is glorified when you use the faith, when you stand on the faith. God is glorified because you got him in you. And when you got Christ in you, and when you got Christ in you, you got God in you, you got the Holy Spirit, you got the triumph being inside of you doing this thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are influenced. You're under the influence of the Holy Spirit. You have took that country club malt liquor. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And you drank just two of them. Now, normally speaking, you would be sitting on the side being quiet at the party. But you just drank two country club malt. Oh, come on, somebody. You know what you did. You out on the dance floor doing flips and what do they call them? Break dancing, all kinds of stuff. Because you was under the influence. God wants you under the influence of the faith, which is in him. That's why when you go to Galatians 5:22-23, it talks about faith as, glory to God, one of the fruits of the Spirit is faith. And I'm not talking about any old kind of faith. I'm talking about supernatural faith. I'm talking about the faith that puts the super on the natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God's going to be glorified. He's going to be magnified because of you using faith. But you wimping out. Ain't nobody glorified. People don't say, I thought she was a Christian. She up there boo-hooing and stuff like that. Hallelujah. The only time you need to boo-hoo is when it's a tears of joy. I know that sometimes, you know, we get grief, and we do understand that because we're going to miss somebody. But other than those two occurrences, look here. You know, when you cry, holler, don't cry because of circumstances, because you thank you, Jesus, because when one door closes, another one opens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By faith, I am talking, somebody, there are 4 millionaires that's listening to this call today. 4 people who will be millionaires, not, hallelujah, a long time from now, but close in will be millionaires are listening to the service. And you are a millionaire. Oh, you know who you are. Say, I am a millionaire. Oh, say it again. I am a millionaire. Oh, say one for the Holy Ghost now. I am a millionaire. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to glorify God when you step out on faith. Hallelujah. Give me that other scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
29-31. Mm-hmm. Matthew, the 29th verse. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
And went up into a mountain and sat down there.
Mm-hmm.
And great multitudes came unto him.
Mm-hmm.
Them those that were lame, blind,
mm-hmm.
dumb, maimed, and many others,
mm-hmm.
and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel.
The same authority you have in you. To cause the same thing to happen. People will bring sick and the afflicted and the lame to you, to your feet, and you lay hands on them, and they will be healed. He healed them all.
Amen.
Now, see, I'm giving you the word of God is learned knowledge, because some of you just read it like that. But you got, see, when you start reading the word of God, you gotta get into the same, speak the same language. You know what the language is? It's called Holy Ghost language. You gotta speak to the Holy Ghost, say, Holy Ghost, have your way. Open up your word to me and let me see what my eyes, my natural eyes can't see. Let me hear what my natural ears can't hear. Let me receive of God. And, you know, when you start doing that, you begin to speak the same language. You will read a different read. Hallelujah. That don't make sense, but it's true. It won't sound the same. It won't even hit you the same. And then you'll start, after you learn knowledge, there's a step up. It's called discerned or revelation knowledge or revealed knowledge. This is stuff that jumps off the page at you, jumps off and jumps in your heart, jumps in your mind, jumps in your spirit. Discern the knowledge, for you shall call it. Because without knowledge, the people perish. Your family is going to perish. Your community, your church. If you don't get this knowledge, your business, hallelujah, your circumstances is going to be destroyed. The people are destroyed because of the lack of. Lack means you don't have it. You don't have enough. If you don't, if you got a little bit, you need a whole lot. That's why you need to have not just the measure of faith. You need crazy faith. Come on now. You need more faith. You need mountain moving faith. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's that other scripture?
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
You what? Walk by
faith. Wait a minute. 2 Corinthians 5:17. That was 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight.
I like that, though.
I know.
That was the Holy Ghost. Come on. Do that again.
It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Hallelujah.
But the 17th verse says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
And go back to number 7. Holy Ghost, you
walk by faith, not by sight.
That's how you live when you become what? A new creature? Now go to 17 again.
It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Stop. Now go back to 7.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Spirit, you just, that's so fine. You, glory to God. I like that. Thank you, Pastor Peter. That's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to John 6:14.
Hallelujah.
No, in fact, John 6, and then we'll tell you where to go after you get to John 6. When you say get to chapter 6, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Speedy Gonzalez. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's see what verse 1 says.
After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee.
Uh-huh. Keep on.
Is the Sea of Tiberias.
Uh-huh.
And a great multitude followed him.
Come on.
Because they saw his miracles.
Yes, go ahead.
On them that were diseased.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
And Jesus went up into a mountain.
Uh-huh.
There he sat with his disciples.
Okay.
And the Passover.
Uh-huh.
The feast of the Jews was nigh.
Okay, go ahead. Keep on reading.
When Jesus had lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat?
Come on.
And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do.
Come on now.
Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them. Every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here that hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes.
Stop right there. But hold your finger there. This child. Glory to God. Glory to God. Little boy's pants. Faith. Gave up his lunch. I don't know how big the lunch was. It said child. I don't know how old this child was. He got 5 loaves. It must be small loaves. I don't know. I can't imagine. And loaves like we think about bread. And I know it wasn't like that. How it probably was round and whatever. But anyway, he gave the master his 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. He had some faith. Said, maybe this is going to help. He had some faith. He thought this may help. So go ahead, read some more.
But what are they among so many?
Uh-huh.
And Jesus said, make the men sit down.
Uh-huh.
Now there was much grass in the place.
Uh-huh.
So the men sat down
in
number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks and distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fish as much as they would. When they were filled, he said,
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that 4 loaves of bread and 2 fish filled 5,000 people's bellies? Is that what that said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep reading.
It says, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
Stop. God don't lose nothing.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. you thought you had lost it. You know, God gave you something you thought you lost. He don't lose nothing. You said, but look here. But you gotta go shout out of that. You have to go back in your mind, or well, later on, you put a little note, go back to Ezekiel chapter 37. And you got to remember, can these bones live?
Amen.
You know, because they was very dry. They've been stuffed in there for a long time. These bones been there for a long time. You don't have to go there, Pastor Peters. I was just saying to the folks that listen, because we'd be here all night if I had to go back through that. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you got to understand, God told Ezekiel to prophesy to those things that were dead and out there in the valley. That was his valley. He was there. That was his valley. There, you got some valleys in your lives, y'all. Yeah, I got some southern heritage, y'all. Well, I got some western heritage. Who cares? Who knows? I'm a little bit country, a little bit western, too. Glory to God. You got some stuff that you thought were lost and dead and gone and buried, you know, stuff that fell to the ground years ago. You know, it might have been a car, might have been a this, a night, but God told Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, well, you know, Lord, you want to create everything, so I guess you know. God was trying to say, you can prophesy to your history. Come on now. You got to get a hold of this now. You can prophesy to your history. Prophesy, and you can see life coming back to those bones, to that business, to that family, to that loved one who strayed along the way, who decided, I'm gonna go and be like the prodigal son. I'm going to go out and sow my wild oats. You can prophesy, oh, he coming home today. He coming home next week. He coming home in 5 days. Hallelujah. The next day, he coming home in 4 days. Hallelujah. Oh, he coming home in 3 days. The next day, he said, oh, he coming home in 2 days. Next day, oh, he coming home in 1 day. The next day, there's a knock on the door. Glory. Somebody needs to say hallelujah. Glory to God. Put a shade in the book. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to say hallelujah, because that child that they thought was lost to the world, the drug life or the crime life or just the crazy religious cults knocked on the door and came home. Why?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you've been waiting on the Lord. You prophesied. You prophesied. The Bible says in Job 22:28, you can decree a thing and it shall be established. It didn't say it might be established. It didn't say it even could be established.
Man.
It said it shall be established. Right. Means it's going to happen. You, mother, you father, you son, you daughter, holler, you brother, you sister, you grandparents, your uncle, you can prophesy to the stuff that's happened in your life. Stop moaning and groaning and saying, woe is me. Prophesy. And then you say, well, it's still not breath in her. You command the winds to blow breath and life into those things.
Amen. Amen.
You have the power. You say, well, you mean I got the power? First, Genesis 1, 26-27 says, hallelujah, you were created in the likeness of God. You were, hallelujah, in the likeness of God you were created. Hallelujah. In the image of God you were created. In the likeness of God you were created. Hallelujah. You to dominate, to rule, have dominion, sovereignty over the earth. Hallelujah. God said it again in Psalms 115, verse 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The heavens belong to me, but I've given to you. I've given to the man. Hallelujah. The earth. Hallelujah. You are to dominate the earth, to subdue it. To glory to God. Hallelujah. You have power, dominion. That's hallelujah, authority over everything. Hallelujah. Even the creeps of this earth. You got, hallelujah, the animals, everything. You got dominion. So you can prophesy. I mean, people call me sometimes and ask me, God, do you know a prophet? They want to go to a prophet. Guess what? Go look in the mirror. You can prophesy to yourself. Hallelujah. Prophesy to your circumstances, your situations, your conditions. Prophesy. How do you prophesy? Say what God said. God said, God, you said, hallelujah, that I have this, I have that, I am this, I'm that. So therefore, hallelujah, glory to God. You write that vision down, what you want to see. And then you speak out and you prophesy. It is risen. It is written. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. It is written. And you know what happens after that? It's going to start rising. It will start rising, and then it will stand up like a strong, mighty army. Start marching, hallelujah. You can say, well, wait a minute. It ain't marching yet. There ain't no breath in the body. That's all right. Hallelujah. I command the winds, the four winds, hallelujah, to blow breath into that body of whatever that business was, whatever that circumstance was, whatever that job was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My yada-da. Shaka-da-da-da. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And here's just a little rhema for you. When those sinews and all that stuff came up, it didn't necessarily say that it was the same sinews that were gone. Could have been new sinews. Could have been a new business. Could it be new skin and new muscles and stuff that come up, but it did come up. Prophesy. Do what God did, and you have what God has. Do what God said do, and you have what Jesus had. Do what God said, and greater things will you do than Jesus did. It's time for you to prophesy, all of you, every man, woman, boy, and girl. That little boy had a prophetic anointing. He got up and said, took his two fish and five loaves of bread to the men of God, hallelujah, to, in his heart, I know I got little boy's pants on, but I got big faith. Age is not a determinant of how much faith you got.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your membership in a particular church doesn't determine how much faith you got. See, because this is a personal thing with God. He said, I want you to have now faith. I want you to have blind faith. I want you to have crazy faith in me. Because that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And then if you need some more faith, you know what? He said, I've got the gift of faith. It's super, supernatural faith. See, they put the super on the supernatural. You know, because, you know, it's, Lord have mercy. I don't know what time it is, and I don't tell it to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless God. I got to continue with this because I got to kind of break down this knowledge that you got to have. You got to have faith knowledge. Hallelujah. I got to break that down to you on Sunday. The knowledge. Hallelujah. Of faith and how it operates, how you can be under the influence of faith. Knowledge, five types of knowledge: learned knowledge, discerned knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, and teaching knowledge.
Uh-huh.
We're going to break that down some more on Sunday. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, is yours. But let me just say this. Father God, thank you for the word that came forth. Let it be, hallelujah, glory to God. Let it, glory to God, be what every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice needed to hear today in Jesus' name. Let it give 30, 60, 100-fold, and 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. We thank God, thank you, and thank God for the opportunity to share with you today, and I hope you enjoyed the scriptures. Hallelujah. If you missed any of them, if you call after the broadcast goes off, I can share them with you or text them to you or whatever. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. It's as easy and as quick as that. If you said that prayer, you are now saved. Hallelujah. Give us a call. Let us know you made the Lord your Savior. Hallelujah. Let us know if you need a Bible, you want to read the scriptures, you want to be able to keep up with the scriptures, let us know, but you don't have a Bible. Hallelujah. We'll get one to you.
Yes, okay.
Thank you, Jesus. We want you to grow in the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If it's one Bible in the house and 50,000 people trying to share it, hallelujah. Give us a call. We'll do our best to get one to you.
Yes, indeed. If nothing else, we'll mail it to you. But we'll get a Bible to you. If you got a whole lot of people in the house, we might get two Bibles to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we want to let people know that we will have live service on this Sunday at 3 p.m. So definitely join us if you can. Also, we'd like everyone under the sound of our voices to do this for us. Two things I want you to do. Number one, we want you to tell somebody, at least one person a day, that you love them and God loves them too. And the second thing I want you to do is at least once a week, share our service times and number to at least one person new every week. Not every day. That would be nice if you did that, but we just ask you to do it just once a week. Share this number, the 515 number, to at least one person, one new person a week, so that more people can be blessed by the word that's coming forth through this service. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want your day to start off with a bang, hallelujah, give us a call. When the service goes, when the broadcast is over, and we'll give you the morning, the number for the morning prayer, 410-444-5152, or call me, 443-416-1201, and see how God blesses your day because you started off with him in prayer.
Amen. I know that is so right and so righteous. Y'all need to deal with that. Now, Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you one more question real quick. And you know, it's good to be able to answer questions. Is that right?
Sir, yes, sir.
Now, I asked you before, and I'm going to ask you again, who's in the house?
J.C.
Yes, hallelujah.
Ah, yeah. Come on, let's do it. Yo, rock it. You go, now tell me who. for the hopeless.